Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Just a Thousand Cuts. I'm Zoya.
I'm Ella.
I'm Michaela.
I'm Savannah.
And I'm Stella.
This week we have all of our members, which is very exciting.
Yay.
Hashtag BFF goals.
And my song of the... Guys, my song of the week is Gorgeous.
Mine is probably Hey Steven, Taylor's version.
My song of the week is probably Begin Again.
Mine's Big Now.
mine's King of My Heart.
Okay.
Good.
Well, today we're going to be talking about track ones. We're going to be ranking them and then explaining their significance to the album and era.
Yep. So true.
I can start with my ranking and then we can just go in order.
Wait, first, should we describe what track ones are to people who may not know?
Yeah. Ella, I think you can do that.
Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, track ones are the openers of each album. And for Taylor Swift, the track numbers and the songs that are placed there are very important. So we're talking about the significance of the track ones, all of them in each album. And yeah, and we're going to rank them about how we love them. And yeah, that's basically it.
We're ranking them based on how much we personally like them rather than how good of a song or opener we think it is.
But we will talk about that.
Yeah. If the opener was good for an album or if it's like some... Because I feel like an ending track, but like if it's good to open up the album with and if it sets the like mood for it. And
we then we'll be so ranking awkward them. In the first episode. Yeah. I was listening to that today.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, I
personally don't listen to our episode. I like listening to myself talk.
I tried. I just listened to that one because I wanted to remember when I was in Arizona because that was so fun.
I live in Arizona. To rank my track ones now, okay?
Okay. That's the way, by the way.
Okay. Number 9.
Yeah, we're starting from like start to from first.
Me. Yes, that's how we usually do it. Number 9 is...
What?
Just kidding. Go.
Oh my god.
Number 9. Savannah, you better not make any. Okay. Number 9 is I Forgot That You Existed. Number 8 is Fearless. Number 7 is Willow. Number 6 is Welcome to New York.
Oh my gosh.
Number 5 is Mine. Number 4 is Ready for It. Number 3 is The One. 2 is State of Grace, and 1 is Tim McGraw.
I'm going to get canceled.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm a Tim McGraw stan for life.
I understand. It's okay.
I get it.
It's such a good song.
Okay, should I do mine now?
Yep.
Go ahead. Be prepared. Wait. Because Savannah's hard.
Prepared for me to get canceled. Okay, number 9 is Tim McGraw. Number 8 is I Forgot That You Existed. Then number 7 is Mine. Then it's Welcome to New York. Then it's Ready.
Oh my gosh!
And then it's Willow. And then it's The One. Then it's Fearless. And then it's State of Grace. Okay.
Okay.
I'm heartbroken right now.
Okay. I guess I'm next then. Okay.
Yes, you are.
Number 9 is I Forgot That You Existed. Mm-hmm. Number 8 is Ready for It. Number 7 is Welcome to New York.
Oh my gosh!
Number 5 is The One. Number 4 is Mine. Number 3 is Tim McGraw. Number 2 is Fearless. And number 1 is State of Grace.
I'm gonna get so canceled.
I think I have, like, it makes sense to me. It's good.
No, y'all are gonna be like, girl, you're not allowed to do this anymore.
I'm prepared.
Number 9 is State of Grace. Number
8
is
Oh my god.
No.
Me and Ella both rank that. Yeah, me and Ella both. There's some issues
here. Number 8 is The One. Number 7 is I Forgot That You Existed. Number 6 is Tim McGraw. Number 5 is Number 6 is Willow. Number 5 is Tim McGraw. Number 4 is Fearless. Number 3 is Mine. Number 2 is Ready for It. And number 1 is Welcome to New York.
Oh my god,
girl.
Okay, Stella, go before we like.
Okay.
I know you did not.
I forgot that you existed should be lower on Savannah's list.
I love it. Okay, number nine. It's so fun and upbeat.
Let's let Stella go.
Okay, thank you. Number nine is I forgot that you existed. Number eight is Willow. Number seven is Tim McGraw. Number six is The One. Five is Welcome to New York. Die. Four is Mine. Three is Ready for It. Two is Fearless. And one is State of Grace.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
I think we all can agree State of Grace. Well, three of us can agree that State of Grace.
We can just agree that Savannah's wrong.
You know what? You definitely, Zoya, remind me of Victoria Justice.
Stop.
And that made sense. No, Victoria Justice is definitely a Gemini. Like,
Michaela. Mm-hmm. I might just end the podcast here. God. Well, I'm poor offended. Me. Why do I like, hate my...
What was it about my... What did I put too low?
I'm like Ariana Grande. Like...
What did I... Why do you guys hate my ranking? What did I...
I think Savannah is definitely Jade. Savannah's Jade. She's, like, feisty.
You. I care to disagree with that. I think if any of us are Jade, it's probably you, Michaela.
Oh!
That's a good thing.
I think I'm Ariana because I'm...
It's a compliment.
And leave you all behind.
Michaela, God!
I think I'm the puppet.
I feel like Ella is the most like Ariana.
And
who am I like?
Guys, no. This has nothing to do with.
You're like trying Beck. To ruin the fun, Stella, you're like Beck.
Yeah.
That's lame.
No, it's a compliment because I was literally in love with Beck when I was younger. So
okay, thank you.
You should take it as a compliment.
Okay.
Also, Zoya, I noticed what? You said your song of the week is gorgeous, and
Michaela, you better not.
Michaela, I don't want to talk about it. Shut up.
Is that because I posted a video on my story of? That I learned how to play gorgeous on the piano?
Oh, no, I think you're about to call me out. No, that's not why.
Oh, sorry. Is this because of
girl?
One of the
Michaela. Watch your mouth. Savannah's okay. Gonna say it's about Will.
Guys.
No, he listens to this sometimes.
Okay, ready for? Are you guys ready to talk about our last place?
I'm ready for it. Question mark.
Ready for it is not that. Okay. Zoe, what was your last place?
My last place was I Forgot That You Existed.
Okay. I think that's like fine because, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my last place too.
I love it. It's so fun and upbeat.
It's boring.
It's a fun song, but out of the other ones, I like.
And you know what, Michaela? The rest of us, or not Michaela, Savannah, the rest of us love State of Grace. So why do
you
back
up? Yeah, you can't talk about your last.
You ranked, okay, Welcome to New York. I only put that one above Ready for It and I Forgot That You Existed because it had that line where she was like, boys and girls, and I love that line because it's so, like, accepting.
Yeah.
That's the only reason mm-hmm. it's not last.
It's number, we can talk about our last one.
Well, I don't think any of these songs would ever be below I Forgot That You Existed. I think
last, oh my gosh,
it's not last song? For me because I'm a 1989.
It's such a fun song. I love
it. I don't think Taylor's ever written a bad song. I just think I Forgot That You Existed.
Savannah.
I don't like it
what?
Because
you know what else is a fun song? State of Grace.
Wait, I need to hear your reasoning.
Sheesh.
Like, I just like
I'm just gonna say this. I'm saying this real quick. Can y'all let me have my moment?
Yes, go
talk about it.
I think I is a great opening track for Lover because it's like just her being fun and like forgetting Reputation and all that. Like, Reputation's a great album, obviously, but so dramatically switching to like Lover.
Yeah,
it's
Ella,
like,
me
this
and
is
Ella
fun.
Talked
this
about
like
how. Me and Ella talked about how I Forgot That You Existed is a good opener in the last episode. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to go listen to that.
Yeah, because all of you guys are, like, asleep and, like, out of town. And
I've been so out of town.
R.I.P. Gosh.
R.I.P.
Guys, keep it family friendly.
But might I also say, I forgot that you existed. The person that song is about, I love it because that person is such a dumb person. We'll talk about it later, but
we said
we weren't going to talk.
Can't say no.
Yeah, we're not talking about exes or like her personal life because that's invasive. Okay. But yeah. I love that the song is just like the person that it's about. Like, there weren't really many other songs about them, and I love that it's just like I don't even care about you. Like, I'm so much better than you. Like, I just like, forgot that you existed.
So much better than about you, and then it's just like, oh yeah.
It's
like, guys, read my text and say yes or no.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The song, I think it's fun and upbeat. It's a good song. I'm just personally, like, if I had a choice to listen to that out of the other ones, I wouldn't.
What was everybody's number eight?
Wait, guys, we didn't talk about my last place and how it's pretty controversial that I put Tim McGraw.
Yeah, Stella, or Ella, I don't want to.
Yeah, because that was Zoya's number one.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, it's obviously, I like the song. I like all of these songs, but it's just kind of boring in my opinion. I don't know.
You did not.
Understandable. I like it at last place because it was her debut album and she's obviously improved from then. Yeah. So, understandable. Like, I do think it's a good song though, so I wouldn't put it last.
Well, I think all of these songs are good. Even though I have preferences, I do believe there's, I like all of her songs, and
this is only 9 songs. It's really not that big of a deal.
I don't think she can make a bad song. Like, I've realized, like, she can make any song, and I would still listen to it, but she just doesn't make bad music. Yeah. And also... Please.
I didn't mean to.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
But
you know,
like,
I love
down.
I'm a
you know Stephen Sully
all the time.
Yeah,
Stephen Sully from TikTok. He did videos of ranking all her songs, like every single one of her songs. Last place was Superstar, and that broke my heart because
I love Superstar.
Which, like, it just makes you realize, like, even if that's someone's least favorite song, it's still, like, a good song, and other people, like, love it.
Like, it's not like somebody played one of her songs and I'd be like, turn it off, I can't listen to that song.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to explain it.
And I love that we have background music in our podcast.
Yay, Stella.
Guys, I'm gonna cough, so I'm sorry.
Let's talk about how Welcome to New York is the best song Taylor Swift has ever written.
Savannah, that is incorrect.
That's bold of you.
No, very bold. It's a good song, but her entire discography.
It's so uplifting and inclusive, and it literally makes me cry myself to sleep every single night because
I
wish I lived in New York.
I think her number one song is You Need to Calm Down.
Oh, I like that song.
Because
that's what you need to do right now. You need to calm down, Savannah.
You're being too loud.
And I'm just like, hey, are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Question mark.
You okay?
Okay. Number eight.
I forgot that you existed.
I put the one.
My number eight is Fearless.
No. Why?
I love that song.
Who just did that?
That was me.
Because my number eight is Ready For It, which is off of Reputation. And that was the sound of Snake makes.
Kayla, you need to leave.
I'm removing you from the group chat.
Bye-bye.
Wait, can you remove people?
Yeah, I just did.
Wait, no, you didn't.
No, you did not.
Savannah!
It's okay, Michaela. I'll add you back. God.
No, wait, did she remove herself?
No, Savannah removed her.
Wait, how did you?
You left the conversation? I didn't leave the conversation.
Yeah, I removed you.
Savannah, the Aries in you is showing.
Wait, no,
number eight.
But state of
guys, class. We need to get back on track here. My number eight is Fearless because I love Fearless, but I like the other ones better.
Yeah, I think that's like a good explanation for all of them. Like, I just feel like at this point, like, I think we talked about the ones we like the least, and then we should talk about the ones that we like the most, because, like, the ones in the middle.
Welcome to New York. When you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song.
I think we did our, like, We did our 9 and 8, and those are, like, the ones we don't like that much. Now we should do, like, our number, like, 1, 2, and 3.
Welcome
like,
to we like New York. The most.
State of Grace.
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw's my number 3. And Fearless is my number 2.
Fearless is my number two.
Oh, Michaela
and I have the same first two.
I love Tim McGraw.
What's your number 2?
Mine is Fearless.
Yeah. Mine is State of Grace.
Mine is State of Grace and then Fearless.
I rate them based on how much I listen to the songs and how much I enjoy them.
Yeah. Because
mine is just
some songs I just like, I just don't really listen to them all the time.
I like State of Grace is so good. I listen to it all the time.
I think I want to be like I want to be Folklore or Evermore, but I'm just Red.
Yeah,
I agree. Like,
why would you want to be Folklore?
That Red used to be so low on the beginning of the albums, but like it's probably top 3 now.
Folklore,
I mean, it switches. You know,
it has depression.
Okay, well, I just mean the complexity of both albums. Like, I don't know. Or maybe I think mentally I want to be Lover because she's just so happy.
I want to be 1989 because it's the best album.
I want to be 1989.
Yeah, like, I want to be
1989 or like Reputation. Folklore, but I feel like I'm just like Reputation or Fearless.
Wait, I'm not gonna say which one, but there's one of the songs that Taylor has written that mentions my town, and I'm basically famous.
I know what town you're talking about, and you know what. Oh.
Don't
I think
it.
It's
I
the only town like that's dogs. Ever been mentioned in one of her songs.
Oh, my history teacher was telling us about your town, and I was like, I have a friend who lives there. I forgot what he was saying.
This is so funny because, like, our episodes are so chaotic, and I wonder if people like that or not. Like, it's just like
we're all based on the other guys. You guys, drop it in the comments below. Do you like the chaos or not?
Leave a like or a thumbs down.
We got a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts.
Guys, that was for me.
Comments below.
Everyone, DM us on Instagram and rate us a 5 and leave a review, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna
guys,
take a
screen even guys, the members.
If you give us 5 stars, then we will send you slime.
Don't
wait.
Yeah, Savannah makes slime.
Savannah has a slime business.
No, I don't.
She's so swag like that.
Slimy girl.
It's okay, the Aries in her.
Guys, I'm posting a screenshot of like the anchor thing on Instagram and be like #so fun.
No, and tell them to rate us 5 stars, guys.
Yeah,
please rate us 5 stars.
And we'll give you
guys. Sure to... This is a really chaotic episode, and I think we should get.
Well,
back.
I think I have something to say.
Then say it.
But never mind, I remembered. So I think we should tell everyone what our signs are, and then we can continue.
No, I don't
I'm a Gemini.
I'm an Aries. We should say our names so they know who's talking.
Savannah is an Aries.
Well, let's go in order.
Yeah, we have.
Okay. Let me have my moment. Zoya is a Gemini. Ella's a Pisces. My name's Michaela. I'm an Aries. Savannah's an Aries too. And Stella's a Leo, but I think she's an Aquarius and she's lying.
Her birthday is in August.
August slipped away.
I was so excited when August came out because I was like, yeah.
I was born in that month.
Well, 1989 is coming out on my birthday, so take that.
You don't know that.
Yes,
I do.
What if it turns out it's just, like, a fake? We need to do an episode on fake theories that, like, we thought were so true but weren't.
Okay, guys, our episode is 20 minutes long, and we've talked about, like, nothing.
Wait,
well,
we
actually,
about,
we got
like,
through our rankings, so.
What about the openers?
Yeah, let's
yes,
explain
what
the significance
was important.
Of the openers. Okay.
We should start with Tim McGraw. And then go to, like, Fearless and then...
Well, can I... Well, I can say it later. Never mind. I was going to say... Never mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
So, I think for her debut album, it was like country, twangy, perfect. I think Tim McGraw was a great album opener. There were other songs she could have used, but I think it was so good.
I think it was fine.
I think it was a good introduction to her in country music.
Yeah.
It was her first song. Had Tim McGraw's name in it.
I think it was like it wasn't like my favorite, but it was.
Wait, didn't she perform on stage with Tim McGraw and then he didn't know the lyrics to it?
Oh, really?
I'll have to check that out. I don't think that happened.
I think Tim McGraw should write a song called Taylor Swift.
But like, I mean, this is so difficult because like the track ones aren't the lead singles. She's doing it again. I'm sorry. I get off topic, but I'm saying the track ones.
No.
Really?
They weren't the lead singles, so it's difficult because it's not what introduced the era, but if you listen the album all the way through, it's like the track ones like what's starting it. It might have been. I'm not sure if it was. Though.
It was, actually.
It was? Oh, then that's perfect. I love Tim McGraw, though. The bridge is so good. I'm back for the first time.
Oh my God. I'm standing on your street.
And there's a letter
left on your doorstep.
And the first thing that you'll read is when you think Tim McGraw. So next is Fearless. Next is Fearless, her second album.
And I think it's such a good song.
Track one.
Such a good album. But yeah. I like the song because it's like so like hashtag motivational, hashtag inspirational.
Hashtag girl boss gatekeep.
Because I feel like the album is called girl Fearless. And in the first song, Fearless, she really explained like, you know.
Fearless.
Like that. First. She was like. Oh. She was like people are like fearless. Like, what do you mean by fearless? And she was like, head first, fearless. Like, you're diving into new situations. Ow. So I think that's cool. Why are you guys laughing?
Okay.
Then answer me.
I'm sorry. I said something and didn't really sound that appropriate.
Savannah, wait, I need to mark out my last name so they don't.
Wait, technically, isn't it our first?
Huh?
For this week?
No, because we posted one.
God, my head hurts.
Oh, no, Sunday is the start of the week.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So Fearless
is that fine though? Is that fine to post?
Guys, there's no way we're getting 5-star rankings if we can't stay on topic.
Oh, jeez,
that's not my fault. I'm trying to get on track.
So, okay. Let's stay on track one of Fearless, which was. Fearless. Yeah, great, perfect album opener. Absolutely no problem with that. Her third album, Speak Now, track one, was Mine. What do we think about this?
Incredible song.
I love Mine.
Incredible song.
My favorite album.
I didn't really
maybe
have
not
like,
an opener.
I think maybe yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe Sparks Fly would have been like a good opener.
Yeah, or Enchanted.
Yeah.
Yes,
I think Enchanted would have been good.
Because Mine is a great song, but I don't think it really sets the whole mood for the album. Like, it's like there's some of her like most upbeat, like happy songs, like Sparks Fly, Enchanted,
yeah.
Speak Now. But then there's some of the saddest songs, like Dear John, Haunted, Last Innocent,
Kiss.
Haunted Never
is
Grow
so
Up,
good.
Last Kiss.
Like, my mom listened to Haunted today and said she hated it. So mad.
What?
I told her to listen to some new Taylor songs if she can have any favorite, and she did not like Speak Now. I was really mad.
That is so weird.
I know.
Cancel her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's weird because Speak Now is such a fine line album. Like, yeah, it's like there's some of the happiest songs, but there's also some of the saddest songs. So it's very difficult.
Didn't the Speak Now tour start off with like Drop Everything Now? Like
drop,
I feel like
drop
that's
yeah.
So that's
meet
why like
me in the pouring rain.
Normally, what she does is she starts.
Take away the pain.
That's why it Sparks Fly should have been
open. Yeah, but she guys, I swear. If I was listening to this episode, I would have clicked out by now. So basically,
me and Taylor are harmonizing.
Taylor typically opens up her tour. Remember,
when I'm famous, Bella Wiggins.
Okay. I'll remember you guys when I'm famous.
Sorry.
So basically, Taylor normally starts off her tour with the first song. Like in Reputation, she started off with Ready For It. 1989, she started with Welcome to New York. Red, she started with State of Grace. And, you know, like, that's what she does. So.
I just popped my knee so good. Did y'all hear that?
No.
That's so cool.
So her fourth album was Red, and she chose State of Grace as the track one. What do we think about this?
I love State of Grace.
Sorry, yeah, look at my Snapchat.
I looked at it.
No, open this.
Oh. Okay. Savannah, I'm this close to... So
State of Grace, but I don't think it was the best opener.
Well, I don't like it. I think like Holy Ground could have been good.
Yeah,
that's what I said last episode. You would have known if you would have been there.
Well, I'm sorry, I was out of town.
You should be sorry.
You should be.
You're not Savannah, sorry. You're the one who's not sorry.
Yeah. Okay, that's not my fault that I took melatonin pills because they smelled good.
I have the strawberry ones. They're so good.
I posted this thing on my story, and Savannah didn't know what it was, and she stood up and she said, "I love strawberry gummies."
What?
Okay, so
I don't blame you. I sleep all the time anyway.
So Taylor's fifth album was 1989, and track one from 1989 was Welcome to New York. And honestly,
that's her best opener.
Yeah, best opener. What is? Because
maybe second.
Welcome to New York. Oh yes, for
it
her
introduces
fifth album.
The era so well.
Yes, like, because she was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
The album like is Ready like, did she move to New York? And it was like,
did you guys hear that? She was in New York.
She was in New York.
It's just like it's like such a like a like a like a good song.
Yeah, and it has the synth pop that most of the album is. It's like, it just sets the tone.
Yeah,
but also I really like Ready For It and how it opens, because it's like...
Well,
yeah, like,
we're moving on to that next.
Her sixth album. But like,
you guys think I should watch Rapture? Because
like, that was her first fully pop album, you know?
Yeah.
Like, to have that open.
Yeah.
I think that's why I think it's like a really good opener.
Okay, this might be controversial. Maybe it's not, but I think Red was actually an alternative album that got labeled as country.
It's not country.
I think it's pop.
I think there's some country songs, but it's definitely not fully country. But I think that they had to label it as country.
Yeah, but I think alternative would be the best like umbrella term for it. Like Evermore reminded me so much of Red.
Wait, why?
Guys, what's it called when they drill a thing through your eye?
Oh my gosh, a craniotomy? I don't know.
How would you know that?
Actually, why do you want to know that?
I don't
know,
but it's not
like
important.
I'm having one of those performed right now.
Okay, so her sixth studio album was...
as a form of, like...
Guys.
Okay.
God. So her sixth studio album was Reputation, and the track one was Ready For It. I think that was perfect because it opened up the album. It was like, are you ready for it? Like, girl, I'm about to drag people. Like, but also like, I'm gonna get a little bit into detail with this. Ready For It, I think, was perfect to open up the album because like, the beginning's like, are you ready for it? Like, you don't know what's coming. And that's the part of the album that's
Savannah,
like...
over my snap.
The song's like, Look What You Made Me Do. And This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. The shady, you know. And then in the part where she's like, in the middle of the night, in my dreams. That part is like the love song part of Reputation.
Yeah,
I like
it. Because
it's secretly a love album.
Yeah,
lover.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And then her seventh studio album, Lover, which is her first album that she owned completely by herself. And I Forgot That You Existed is the
track one. I Think I Forgot That You Existed is a really good opener. Because it goes from Reputation to Lover so nicely, because it changes the whole dynamic of the music, but it also shows that, like, we're moving past that, like, oh, well, like, I don't care about you anymore, you know? Like, I'm doing my own thing now, and this is my album, you know?
And also, I'm sending you pictures of my face. I think the shift from Reputation to Lover was so dramatic, because you have this, like, dark album that seems, like, dark and mysterious from the outside, and then you're jumping to this bright, colorful, fun, upbeat album, and it's, like, they just switch so dramatically. It's, like, black and white to, like, pink and purple and blue.
We were and purple, pink skies. Big colors.
And yeah. Thinking. And then next is
okay.
Next is the
hey,
one.
Hey, that's a bad word.
Next is off her 8th studio album, Folklore. The one is track one, and I think it's perfect because the one and it's one.
Right. Number.
I think it really explains really well the dynamic of Folklore as a whole, because it kind of goes to show that, like, you're on your own now, you're moving on with your life, but you still, like, reminisce of the old days and things like that. And, like, it kind of shows that, like, maybe she misses, like...
I love that song,
like,
It's Ramona and Beezus.
Never mind, then.
Sorry, I can continue.
Sorry. Why
is she
going to
continue?
I thought you were going to
Sorry. I think it just shows that, like, she's moving on with her life, but sometimes she still reminisces about the past.
And it kind of, like, Folklore is definitely, like, a storytelling album. Like, she did that with Folklore and Evermore. Like, definitely. Storytelling and creating things. And, like, the one, it's, like, the part of reminiscing on, like, an old relationship is kind of, like, it's, like, childlike, sort of, like, not immature, but, like, childlike in the way of, like, Folklore is definitely an imagination album, like, creating things.
Yeah, because it's about
and storytelling. And then Evermore, her 9th studio album, the track one was Willow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that was a good track.
I don't think that was a good pick.
I don't. Right. I don't know what I would. Hold on. Let me see what I would have.
What else would we pick as our track one instead of Willow? The thing is that Evermore's definitely like a. It's a sad album. Like, it's more sad than upbeat.
That's debatable. I think parts of it are sad.
Lot of sad.
I don't think all of it is a sad one, because you have, like, Willow, you have Long Story Short,
it's not all sad, but it's, like, I feel like a lot of the sad songs are disguised by, like, more of the upbeat.
I don't know what else we could use as a track one. I think Willow, it's a good track one. I don't think there's another song that could be track one. Maybe Long Story Short
or maybe Ivy. Body No Crime. But I don't know if I would have done, like, a featuring track as, like, the opening.
Yeah. I think Willow's, like, it's a good track one. It's not my favorite out of all the others, but, like, it's a good track one for opening up the album. But
yeah,
Evermore,
I don't know what else I would do.
Yeah, Evermore wasn't an era on its own. It was supposed to be a sister album to Folklore, so
yeah,
there wasn't as much attention on it, and that's sad because it's such a good album.
We had five more minutes.
Oh, someone posted that song on their story and put "This Song Sucks."
R.I.P.
It's not even Billy's song. It's actually a cover of another song.
It was a cover
from,
like, 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, I used to listen to it in seventh grade.
R.I.P. that.
Yeah, well, I think that we covered everything. Track ones are important because it opens up the album. All the other tracks are insignificant because...
No, they're not. So we have
Track five is the only other significant... Track five and track nine, I think, are the other significant
ones.
But
that's not what we're talking about.
We should do that.
And closers. But that's not the point of this episode.
Yeah.
This podcast isn't about Harry.
Yeah.
Please.
But we should still
people just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. If this is your first episode listening, you wouldn't understand. That's an inside joke. You wouldn't get it.
It's from the first episode. Afterwards, you got so scared. You were like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean like that.
I'm sorry.
I started crying. No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, cry. I don't care. Basically, Savannah was like talking about Harry, and then I was like,
"No, don't this spoil podcast. It. They'll have
sorry.
Yeah, don't
it's
spoil
sorry.
It. Don't spoil it.
It's 9/11 here.
Well, oh my god. Jesus. Okay, I think that's a good time to end it. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again on Sunday. Have an amazing day. And
bye, guys. Kisses.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Rate us 5 stars. Goodbye. Yeah, I
follow
love
us
you.
On Instagram.
Also, go vote on Instagram.
Period.
Yeah, rate it. Oh.